This podcast is brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational awareness and positivity.
Legendary souls.
This is a public service announcement to raise your vibration.
My name is Joff, and I assist legends raise their vibration. Oh, I'm in the middle of one of the suburbs of Melbourne, and I found a beautiful pocket of nature. It just shows, you know, there's so many little pockets of nature everywhere. You know, I'm surrounded by greenery and, you know, obviously grass, trees, and like there's a plane backing up that I'm in the middle of the suburbs. That's all right though. Good on these legends in the sky, just going for an adventure somewhere, maybe a holiday, maybe, I don't know, they're there. Living life, good on them. Anyway, let's get into this message here. We're talking about a smartphone / chaos in a pocket / dumb phone / please explain, Joff. Alrighty then. Don't mind if I do. So, chaos in a pocket. So, smartphones. Are they smartphones? I think they call like Nokias and Samsung flips like dumb phones these days. But are the smartphones actually the dumb phones? Question mark. And why do I say that? Well, basically, I've gone off the old chaos in the pocket, the smartphone, because my screen time, this was over 6 months ago, was very, it was amplified. It was becoming, like in my experience, if I become reliant on something, I will let it go, because what that is forming is an attachment. And if I have an attachment, then any time that I don't actually have that attachment, I'm not me. And I like being my best version in all now moments, for not only for myself, but those around me, to lead by example, to be me. So any form of attachment in my experience, this is me, by the way, you do you, you know, there's no comparison. I'm just giving you some awareness here. You know, I will let it go. Like I've been addicted to chocolate in the past. I actually was once addicted to betting as well, you know, far out. What a journey that was. And it's like there's many addictions that are formed over the course of our lives. And I guess this is a message of, you know, of many things, of many different spectrums in the respect of even addictions. You know, to let go of addictions, the best thing you can do is go cold turkey. And that might be the hardest thing to do, but that, tell you what, it strengthens your discipline. Poor, I was addicted to chocolate. Hard, you know, like sugar is more addictive than cocaine, yeah? Like you can research that shit. And I was addicted to sugar. And to let go of that, it wasn't easy, but at the same time, it was easy because I made a decision and I stuck to it no matter what. Go through that pain, because it already caused me a lot of pain, this sugar addiction, chocolate, that to remove it, I went through the, you know, the withdrawals and all that kind of shit. And, you know, did some research and, you know, discipline, patience to not need it at all. And I'll be honest with you, I went to vegan chocolate about 5 years later. I got addicted to vegan chocolate. That was like last year or the year before, probably year before. And I had to let go of that as well. But this time it was easier, because when you are good at letting go of addictions, it becomes easier and easier, because you learn about willpower, you learn about discipline, you learn about self-respect. And you learn about when you're relying on something, you have an attachment in your life. The best thing you can do is to purify that connection, to form a connection. Like these days, do I still have vegan chocolate? Yes. Is it purified? Yes. It really is now, you know. It's something that I don't have to have, but I will treat myself. I will have it as much as I would like. But I've worked hard on this balance. And that's what it's all about. And that's why, the reason I've spoken about this before, speaking about these smartphones, is because, you know, look, I observe my own experience and I observe others' experience. And I see these smartphones as hectic addictions for many. I'm not saying you, only you know you. However, these smartphones, I was addicted to it, I'll be honest. And that's why, same as with this, any addictions, I'm not saying to do anything. You do you, it's your life. I'm just talking, really. I'm just currently talking and spreading awareness and giving you ideas to raise your frequency and even to assist others that may have addictions. However, we're going into these smartphones, yeah? I was once addicted to it, It's a massive dopamine hit. It's a massive hit of energy, you know. And what does it stop you from doing? Like, by really just whipping out your phone from your pocket, from your handbag, from wherever, stops you from feeling. You might really want to feel something, or your soul does anyway. And the smartphone is a quick, instant hit of energy, dopamine hit, validation hit. You know, you might be a little bit lonely or something, and all of a sudden, I'm a bit lonely, I'll whip out the phone. And I can check, the bloody internet, I can check messages, I can go on all of those apps. Snapchat and all that kind of shit. I don't know. Whatever's going these days. Insta, there's probably new stuff. Oh yeah, TikTok's a new one. Instant hits, instant gratification. That's why I shared this message. I've spoken about chaos in a pocket in a YouTube video. This one here is just a podcast message of awareness about the chaos in the pocket, man. Like, you can make phone calls, you can check your messages, mail, you can what else can you do? I mean, you can watch sport, you can watch TV shows, you can watch movies, you can do anything. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. If you use your smartphone wisely and balanced, man, it can really be beneficial to your experience. You know, obviously, especially if you've got a business or if you're relying on it for, you know, your creation and what you, how you create, revenue, energy, and that kind of thing. Balance. That's what this is all about. That's what I'm talking about right now. It's a great idea to bring balance into your lives. And these smartphones are, you know, very cheeky. It can be very, very cheeky in our experience. And we can hide from our lives. We can run from, you know, experiences through entertaining the smartphone. Like, the amount of people that say, well, let's just Google it, and they'll jump online on their phone and they don't even give their brains a chance to think. And what does that do? Where am I getting with this? What is the punchline of this? I mean, there's a fair few punchlines already. But the major punchline for me is the inability to think for yourself. That's for me, these chaos in a pocket phones potentials. I'm not saying that it's you. Maybe you use it very balanced. Maybe, you know, I put out there that you use it legendary. And you can just, you know, you can just listen to this beautiful message. But at the same time, yeah, like I said, I'm sharing awareness here in the respect of inability to think for yourself. Because that's the thing, is like with Google, you can just Google it. Or if there's that ChatGTP or whatever that is these days, you just, the inability to think for yourself. You're like, oh, you know what? I'll just ask the phone. I'll ask the phone to do it for me because I can't be bothered thinking. And that's a dangerous place to be, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there, because if you're not thinking for yourself and if you're distracted from your experience on the outside world all the time, or you're easily manipulated, you're easily persuaded, and the system, that's what the system wants. The system wants, I don't know, just pushovers. The system wants, you know, people that don't, you know, stand up for themselves, that don't think for themselves, so that whatever they're told by the outside world, by the authoritarian figure, whoever that may be in each of his experiences. Sometimes the authoritarian figure in our experience is our mom, is our dad. It can be a brother, sister, friend telling you how it is. And again, what is that doing? The inability to think for yourself. Because you are the leader of your experience. It's you. It's no one else. No one else. And that's why right now, if you disagree with what I have to say right here, you are the author of your experience. Stop listening. You know, it's your life. You know, and I always use me as an example to all the legends out there when I'm talking to people one-on-one or even in these messages, and say, you know, stand up to everyone, you know, including me. You know, I'm just a messenger as well. That's what life's all about, living your life, living in your truth, being you, being authentic. And if someone comes to you and says, you should be doing this, you've got to be doing that, well, you have the opportunity to, you can let them know, or you can just observe that opinion. Do you. This is a deep message in many layers, because these smartphones, they take us away from ourselves. Like, all of a sudden, you're living your life, you're having a great day, bang, notification, ding, ding, of something, one of the apps. You're out of the moment, the present moment is dead to you now. Now, all of a sudden, you're a slave to your phone, bang, oh, I got an Instagram message, instant gratification, you know, or maybe it's a controversial one, bang, emotional change, shift in emotions. All of a sudden, your day has changed due to your smartphone. You know, or it's not just notifications. You know, it can be anything. It can be, speak for myself, I was once addicted to sport. And all of a sudden, I'd be living my life, I'd be like, oh, check the scores. Bang, my team's getting belted or something like that. Emotional shift. Oh, day's shot. The present moment, killed. All of a sudden, I've got to regenerate my energy. Deep awareness, this one. I just suggest you to observe your experience with your smartphone, if it's what you have, and to purify, bring balance. And that's all I'm asking. I'm saying to get rid of your smartphone. Like, I currently am using a Nokia, and that's great. It's been so good. I tell you what, I've got no choice but to not be on the internet, because this thing's got no internet. Well, it does, but it's so slow, and I made a decision that I won't use it. So the only time I use internet is if I've got Wi-Fi or something like that, you know, at someone's house, or someone can hotspot me, stuff like that. So it's changed my life. All of a sudden, I'm much more present with the outside world. Like, I still send messages to the outside world, like this one here. You know, this is one of my journeys online. I'll go on there. I'll upload some of this content, edit it a little bit. I don't actually edit anything. I just bloody, what do? I just put a bit of music into it. This is just live. But it's a much purified experience, because I was addicted to it. And, you know, sometimes just letting go of something is a great idea to purify. Maybe the smartphone comes back. I don't know. For the time being, I'm very happy with the Nokia. But yeah, just a message here. A message here of inspiration, of activation, of, you know, think for yourself, be in the present moment, be aware of the distractions from the chaos in the pocket, especially notifications. Like, I turned notifications off about maybe 4 years ago, maybe even longer than that. And that already shifted. That shifted my life. So the only thing that would happen on my smartphone when I had it was phone calls and messages. And that was the only way that I could be distracted from the present moment, was phone call and a message. And I guess that's really, like, because I purified my experience with all the notifications going off and being less reliant on it. It's been a journey. It's been a slow journey. It's been like a 5-year journey of getting off the chaos in the pocket into a Nokia, you know? And that's why it's not easy. It's not easy, like, letting go of addictions. It's easier said than done. I've been there. I've done it a few times. Like I said, I feel honored that I get to share these messages because I've done it so many times. I'm somewhat of a bloody expert at it, and I'm happy to share wisdom to overflow to the next legend, to potentially overflow to the next legend. You know, I've learned a lot of, I've had inspiration to purify my experience, not just by just doing it, from other legends in my experience, by being like, maybe try this, maybe have a crack at doing that, you know. And the notifications, I give my brother big credit. He was my teacher of letting go of the notifications. He took it to the next level. I'm pretty sure the only way that he got notifications was someone called him. Respect. And I guess this goes even deeper with airplane mode. Let's talk about airplane mode. I mean, airplane mode is something that I highly recommend using. Why? Because what it does is it removes the electromagnetic frequencies, especially the 5G. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there, the 5G came, they started putting in those towers right when the big C took place in 2020. You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, when they wanted us to get the V. You know, the same time the 5G towers came in was the same time as when the big C happened. And that's what I'm saying here with when you put your phone on airplane mode, a lot of the frequencies that come into our, and it's another podcast episode, maybe I'll do one of those soon. The 5G frequency is not necessarily healthy for me in my opinion. You can do some research about that. And that's what I'm saying. Putting the phone on airplane mode, especially before bed, if you can pull that off, purify the connections of like with your mum and your dad and your partner, so that you can go to bed with your phone on airplane mode, if that's possible. That's just a suggestion. I know that it's not easy. A lot of people that they don't even want to hear that, but I will say that. I will say that because that's what I do, and I've been able to communicate with my family to say, listen, this is how I do it. And that's it. That's what I do, because when I want to have a good rest, I don't want to have any sort of frequencies to, necessarily tamper with my rest, because my rest is, I value it highly so that I can maximize my day. Whether that is being me, I'm always being me, but whether that's being in nature and being still, or whether it's I'm being Action Man and dominating my life and just, you know, sharing the love, whatever that looks like, adventuring as well, and obviously creating whatever is to be created. You know, as I say in a lot of my messages, we are Action Man, Action Woman, Calm Man, Calm Woman. And maximizing your ability to rest is a great idea to maximize your ability to be your best version in all now moments. Learn lessons, raise in vibration, raise in frequency, and overflow that energy to the legends out there. A deep message, this one. We've gone quite deep, yes. Yes, it's quite glorious. As another plane passes by, as I seize a little bit of chemtrails in the air. Oh, shit. It's good, though. It's good that I put a few of these things out there all in one, you know? And it's like, we're talking about, like, not Googling shit, but at the same time, maybe there's a few things here that it's a good idea to do some research, like the word chemtrails, if you don't know what they are. But anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about not distracting the people, job. All right. Maybe don't worry about doing research and shit. Get away from the phones as much as you can. Bring balance. But yeah, airplane mode, highly suggest. Like, right now, I'm recording this on a device that is not my Nokia, obviously. And my Nokia is right next to me on aeroplane mode. Because while I'm doing this message, the last thing that I would want is for someone to call and disrupt the energy flow that's taking place. Because I didn't know I was going to do this message 40 minutes ago. I just came to nature and here I am. It wanted to come out right now and I allowed this message to come out. Yeah, so... Yeah, purify addictions, highly suggest. Purify distractions, highly suggest. Become less reliant on your smartphone, highly suggest. Yeah. What else here? What else? I mean, yeah, just I'm just putting it out there. All of this, do whatever you want. It's your life. It's always your life. This is just an idea. These are ideas for you to raise your vibration, raise your frequency, and take or leave anything I say. If you enjoyed this and you feel like it can benefit someone that you know, please feel free to share it. I love it. I love it when other people that share these messages, because these are messages. They're coming from me, yeah, but they're coming from the universe. It's for the people. It's just for the people. Because I once got one of these, you know, I got these messages from the universe for myself. And I tell you what, far out, man. Like, in the last 2 weeks, I think I've been online on the internet 5 times. Like, that's a blowout even for me. Like, I reckon about a month ago, I'd be on, you know, for 2 weeks, I would have been on the internet like 60 plus minimum. More than that, probably. 5 times in the last 2 weeks. I didn't even know, like, I mean, I know how that's happened through discipline and through awareness and through being very present in the moment. But it's like it's something that, I think it's good that I share it. I don't usually share a lot of like the things that I do, you know, because it's like, you know, I don't care about ego. That's whatever. But it's like, this one is like, it's good inspiration. That's what I feel from this. You know, it's just like, I've never heard anyone kind of say they've been on the internet 5 times in the past 2 weeks. Like, besides my brother, big respect to you. He's a very, very strong man. My brother, a legend. And, Yeah, so, yes, a beautiful message that I get to share. As I'm sitting here under the sun in nature, currently with the feet on the grass. What a gift. What a gift. And yeah, feel free to check out levelup111.com. This is not a distraction. This will raise your vibration, raise your frequency so that you can, learn a few things, maybe implement them. That's the best thing about when you learn things and you applying them immediately instead of waiting is a great idea. Great idea. But you do you. Take or leave anything I say. You're perfect the way you are. Right now, you and everyone else is perfect the way they are. However, we have the opportunity to upgrade our experience. Of course. I upgrade my experience all the time. I upgrade my experience all the bloody time. But yes. Anyway, I think that'll do this one. Yeah, I'm starting to blabber and talk like, yes, just talking a few things. Yes, but with an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible.